When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Are you ready for a great classic podcast?
JBTV, a respected name in music TV.
These are podcasts that no one has heard in many years. This is the JBTV podcast series, The Classics.
JBTV.
I'm Van.
Benji.
Bondi.
Bob.
And this is a great edition of JBTV. Oh, and in the studio, the wonderful, the beautiful Lauren O'Neill from 101 WKQX, the number one alternative new rock radio station in Chicago.
Yes.
You guys are awesome, and you're on middays, and you're doing good in the ratings and everything. So now you've been playing this band a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, that's why we're doing so well, because we're playing Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for making amazing music, because
you're welcome.
Makes my job fun.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see one of your live songs right here, right now. What do you want to start with?
Cocoon.
Cocoon. Yeah. Is this off the movie?
Is it off the movie?
Yeah, they had the movie Cocoon, you know?
Oh, I've not seen it. Is there a movie?
Oh, really? Yeah.
When did it come out? Before the song?
Like last week, no.
No, like 1982. No.
Yeah, it was a gigantically old film.
There's
so.
A lot of naked old people.
Yeah.
My vibe's like my house on weekends.
Yeah.
Lots of old people.
Naked old people.
Yeah, weird.
I don't know, this song's called Cocoon.
Yeah.
I'm easily amused. We're back on JBTV. I'm Lauren with 101 WKQX with Van McCann,
Hello.
Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Hello.
I'm so glad you're here.
I'm so glad I'm here. Thank you very much for having me. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm here too. Because I feel like we've been waiting for you guys to get to Chicago for months and months and months.
Yeah.
This sold-out show at Shuba's, which is incredible.
I'm excited.
And everyone in the city is very excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I talked to them personally.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm excited to be here. It's nice. I'd like to be able to come over to America and have sold-out shows waiting for you and stuff.
Yeah.
That's mind-blowing for us.
It doesn't happen to everyone.
No, it doesn't. We're very grateful. It's like, it took us like 7 years to fill a room like that in England, you know what I mean? And we've done this in the first like kind of 6 months, so it's exciting. It's very like inspiring for like young lads to kind of come over and see people that excited, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's nice. Lovely.
Yeah, it is. It's a great crowd here at JBTV today. Congratulations on the debut album.
Thank you.
The Balcony.
And the baby. The baby on the way. I've got a baby on the way.
I thought we were breaking news. Congratulations on the jacket.
Do you like my jacket?
Yeah, it's a great jacket.
Thank you very much. I had a bit of a Pretty Woman moment in LA.
Yeah?
I walked past it in a shop and everyone was like, he can't afford it. And I was like, and I went in and looked at the tags and I was like, oh, that's a bit expensive, isn't it? So I had to get it because they were like giving me digs, but
yeah.
I went to pay and my car didn't work because it was English and I was like, oh, I look like an idiot now, don't I? But thank you for noticing.
Well, at least you showed those snotty saleswomen, right?
Leather elbow pads. Like a record label boss.
Yeah. Look at Van now.
Normally people are liars if they've got leather elbow pads, aren't they? But
what do you mean?
They normally like work at record companies and smoke menthol cigarettes and wear tweed. Do you use leather elbow pads?
I've never used
them. You know what I mean? Don't you? They all work at record labels and they're like,
Greg,
I want to buy your biggest song off you and we'll make you a star. Check these out. Do you want a menthol cigarette on the balcony? I'll put some tweed on later.
Greg has leather pads on every single crack on his. He's got knee pads.
Have you seen his jacket? His leather jacket. So smart.
Oh, I know.
That's a very smart jacket.
He's the legend.
You're the legend.
Do you know Greg Corner?
I don't. I've only just met Greg today.
Just wait, you'll find out. All right, so The Balcony is out now, and you need to get it. It's an incredible album.
Thank you.
How did you pick the track listing for this album?
It was done like two ways. It was we played like because we had so many. We had like 100 demos left over for the album. So because we've been writing since we were like 14, and this album came out when how old am I now? 22. So 22. So we've been writing for that long. So we had loads of songs built up, and we just kind of went out on a little mini tour in England, played them all, and I said to the people like, meet me at the back of the bar or the bar across the road or whatever, and tell me which songs you like and which ones you don't. And people were coming up to me going like, oh, please don't put that on the album, it's terrible. Or please put that one on, that one's class. So we just kind of like got a rough idea, and then our best mate Larry, we call him like the general public, because he doesn't know the ins and outs of music. You know what I mean? Like whereas we all like we've been in it and we know guitar sounds and like just stuff that the public don't notice. You know when you spend ages putting something on an album. And it'll be something that nobody will ever hear, only just for your benefit. He's kind of the guy who just, he knows if it's a good song and it makes him feel good, or if it's a bad song and makes him feel bad. So we kind of go, what, pick the album? And he goes, they're the ones I put on, they're the ones that make people feel the best, I reckon. So we treat him as our applause scale, if you know what I mean? But in everyday life, so we let him pick it as well. But it was pretty much the same as what the crowds pick, so that first 11 is just between him and our fans, really.
So this really is an album of the people?
Yeah, like, I don't get anything off writing songs until I see somebody else singing or smiling, you know what I mean? To me, it's just, like, another one. Like, I love putting my lyrics in it and stuff, and I'm dead into listening to it again and stuff, but, like, until I see somebody going, oh, I love this song, I don't really get anything off it, do you know what I mean?
Really?
It's like baking a cake, I guess. So like, until somebody's eating it and goes, that's nice, you don't feel anything, do you?
Well, it depends on if you can eat the cake by yourself.
You pull it out and you go, that looks good, it smells good. But until someone goes, bang, and eats it and goes, that's good.
That's a really interesting analogy.
Thank you very much.
So, let's go explore The Balcony right now.
Let's have a slice of the cake.
Let's have a slice of the Catfish and the Bottlemen cake.
Yeah.
And let's watch Pacifier.
Okay.
Track number 5 on the album, right here live on the JBTV stage.
Thank you. How do you know it's track number 5? That's good.
Because I have the album.
Thank you. This song's called Pacifier. Thank you very much for having us, honestly. It's a pleasure. And if anybody's coming to the show tonight, I'm excited. Thank you very much for selling it out for us. It's an honour, absolute pleasure, and thank you to the show for having us as well. It's we ain't never been on TV that much, so thank you very much. We're Catfish in the Bottom, and good night, God bless, or good afternoon. Kathleen is the person, the reason you start drinking.
Okay.
Because she's a headache.
I know that bitch.
The reason. I didn't know you could swear. I was being dead polite. She just said bitch on the TV and that.
Jerry says
you can do that, JB. Sweet. So, yeah, that bitch. She's she's the one you start drinking for. And when you get about 3 a.m, you're too drunk, she's the person you call. You know what I mean? So she's that never-ending, ongoing, infectious kind of, like, cycle that you can't get rid of. It's just like, she's a babe.
She's a babe.
She's a babe.
The song's a babe.
Thank you.
I love this song. I love playing the song on 101 WKQX, and I love seeing it on the JBTV stage.
I love seeing it on the JBTV stage.
Will you join me?
Yeah, then what?
Let's do it right now.
What are we doing?
We're going to watch it on the JBTV stage.
I'll join you. Why does that come up like that? Like a dissolve screen, like Star Wars.
Like Wayne's World.
This song's called Kathleen, folks. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Great interview. You got some good stuff out of them. So, you know.
I'm a fan.
So you're expecting a child soon?
A child. No, hopefully not.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not.
A joke.
I took it seriously.
No.
I think that's going to really slow down the career, you know.
Mate, I can't even ring my mum and dad like I was saying. Never mind, raise a child. We've got like a nice little quote going around the band that Bondi picked up somewhere. It was like, what is it? The roof isn't my son, but I'll raise it. That's what we've been going with before we go on stage.
Oh, wow.
We're like that. Yeah. Pimpin'
that
easy,
is
man.
So cheesy, but
it's badass,
it's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
In English, we love stuff like that.
Can I steal that?
Yeah, of course. You can have that. That's Bondi.
The roof isn't my son, but I'm going to raise it.
It's Bondi or Ben's out of a band. He found that somewhere.
I'll give credit to Bondi.
Sweet. Or Ben.
Or Benji.
I'll be scrapping over that if you don't find out the core of the joke.
No one start a band fight.
Wow, that's so cool. So you had an illegal underage. You were underage and you had an illegal ID.
Yeah, to get into my own shows. It was one of my mates. It was one of my mates' provisional driving license.
Uh-huh.
And I used to have to sneak in because like I was only like 14, 15 when we were playing. So you sneak into me on gigs, yeah.
That's a show. The music, you had to see stuff away.
No, this was when I was playing. This was our own gigs,
too. Yeah.
He snuck into
his
own gig.
Well, that's okay. You can do that. We've had the...
Yeah, I know. But that's the thing. It's weird. It's like, music's music. Like, I can't believe that we've had so many people turn up at gigs who've been like 18-year-old lads going, I just want to see you play, and it's the 21s, and it's like, well, you can buy a gun over here and drive and stuff, but you can't go see a rock band. It's crazy.
It makes no sense. They'll shove you off the war and fight people, but you can't do this, you can't do that.
Exactly.
I hate all these rules.
Yeah. It's music.
Actually, I got to blame my late great father because he, when I was like 6 or 7 years old, beer.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, let me try that. And he goes, you're going to have to drink the whole thing if you try it. It was like the most awful thing. And ever since then, I hate beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he ruined it for me.
Yeah. My dad used to, if I was ever naughty, he used to tell me curry was Coke. You know, like black, like dark, like it was like a blackish curry sauce. He used to make me drink that, like a hot curry, and he'd be like, "You gotta drink that now." And then
from that point on, it was like you don't like that anymore.
No, I love curry though now.
Oh, you do. See, then it changes.
No, but this is like dead hot stuff.
It takes 5 shots before every show.
It took me until about last year before I could eat anything spicy because of it. Like I used to make me drink it if I was foul mouthed.
Uh-huh. Probably
around
the ulcers.
Yeah, it's bad.
Over here in the States, we do soap.
That's why he's my best mate. Yeah. Always a prankster, wasn't he?
Well, there you go. Another great edition of JBTV from the heart of the Windy City, downtown Chicago. We bring you the best modern rock and roll. Thank you for being on JBTV.
Thank you very much.
Catfish and the Bottlemen, number one, the best band of all time in America on tour. We love you guys.
Thank you very much.
And I can't wait to see you. Going to come back again to JBTV, right?
Thank you very much.
There we go.
Yeah, that was cool. So come back. Yeah, love it.
Cool. Well, we'll see you next time with another brand new show from downtown Chicago. There you go, the JBTV podcast, where we bring you the best music, the best interviews, and it's all unscripted and totally unrehearsed. Follow us on all the social media and spread the word. This is JBTV Music Television, the JBTV podcast.
JBTV.
With one of the best savings rates in America, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool. Yep, even easier than that. And with no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more Fantasy Points.